What's up?
So, I had a question for you, and I think this would be a, I want to get your opinion. Who invented, well, there's two types of questions.
Okay.
Negative online clout chasing, and just clout chasing, period. So there was a lot of things that happened over the past couple weeks. You know, like, where did the, I've stumbled across a couple Instagram pages of people who act like Tekashi 6ix9ine, where they, I think, did we share a page of a dude that's like talking about he's from Piru, but like,
yeah, hey, I think I sent New that York. To you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he talking about he from Piru and all that type of stuff. He doesn't follow anybody, and all the comments are people who hate him.
Right.
Rightfully so. He seems like a real piece of shit. But he's got tattoos all over him. And some of them look fake. A lot of them look like, I think some of them are real, and I think some of them are straight up Sharpie marker.
Okay. Because
they look like somebody colored them in. But this, where did this, like with Tory Lanez, who's back online very heavily now, and who's, you know, doing his thing. And like DJ Academics really promoting that, like, and then that's bleeding into actual media and it's bleeding into basketball. It's bleeding into sports, period.
Yeah.
Cause you got, sensationalism has been around for a minute, but now it's like people are literally making articles and podcasts, and they're titling the articles, even stuff that they don't even say in the article or stuff that they don't say in the video clip. So like a sports talk show in the morning will title their the clip they post on YouTube is LeBron James in his work in his last year of the NBA because he's playing like trash or whatever, and then they click and then you watch the video and they're not talking about that, they're actually praising LeBron,
right?
So like clickbait, I guess.
Yeah,
but why is negative the go-to? And I have a another example for you to get. I want to get your beginning thoughts on this, and then we'll talk about the example that the reason why I had to jump on right now.
Got you. Okay, so it's interesting that I just saw Moneyball for the first time recently. I think in the same way that there was sort of a big starting point for where baseball became less about, you know, how can we get all these different varying kind of athletes that specialize in different positions and put them together and create a chemistry and outplay the other team? It switched to analytics ran baseball, and like every decision that's made is ran by, you know, percentages at bat and on base and stuff like that. And because of that, it selects for, certain types of players don't need to exist anymore. Because most of what's weighed on the analytics is how many times you can get on base. So you don't have to be a super stellar athlete. You don't have to be, you don't have to be a great base runner. You don't have to be anything like that anymore. You just have to be able to get on base. However it is you do that statistically, we're willing to do that. I think the same thing has happened with the internet economy. So like the internet economy used to be just like any other economy. You go on there and the primary source of money was advertising and selling people stuff. Like, I'm going to sell you this, and then you give me money. And the more I can do that, the more, the better for me and my company. It used to be solely advertising. That was like the big thing, right? That's why they used to have to sell pop-up blockers and all that kind of stuff, because companies were trying to invent ways to sell you stuff directly, because that was the big way to monetize the internet. Then something happened, and there'll probably be a movie about this one day. I don't know exactly. I haven't done the research to know exactly when it happened or what made the change, but the change went from, okay, how effective my sales tactic can be. It switched from that to how effectively can I track what it is that gets your attention online, and then I'm going to sell that information. So it's not even about what you're seeing anymore. It's not about what you're selling, what the product is, like what the pop-ups are. It's what, you know, the predictive ability or a algorithm, and they've invented algorithms and stuff to do this, but the best online, the market has switched from how effectively I can sell you something to how effectively I can track what you engage with. And then people sell that, because now we're monetizing attention. And this whole, that whole, What's that documentary? The Social Dilemma. It talks about this. It's like, it's about, it's about making your attention span into a commodity. So because of that, what tends to get people to click more? Well, so far what we've seen is it's outrage. It's stuff that you either agree with or stuff that is going, you know, based on what you agree with, you know, showing you the opposite to make you upset. And that just gets people to engage a lot more. Like, you know how quick a Facebook conversation would be over if two people found an agreement and were just like, hey, I think LeBron James is great. Another person was like, I think LeBron James is great too. There's no, there's no engagement that happens with that. But when two people disagree and then when you remove, so when two good faith actors like disagree about something, there's a conversation that can happen and you'll engage, but you'll engage even more if one of those actors is a bad faith actor and they're just trying to push your buttons. You know what I'm saying? And so because of that, like whether people know it or not, like the internet is selecting for people who are the most outrageous people. Because if I see a guy with no tattoos and who seems like a fairly normal, reasonable guy say, hey, what's up? This is John and I'm from Piru. I'm not going to click that video. But if I see some Mexican dude from Harlem covered head to toe in permanent marker saying, yo, what's up, nigga? I'm from Piru, blah, 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 wooty, wooty, woo. Then, okay, I'm going to click that video because I'm outraged by that. That is outrageous to me, you know?
Yeah.
So that's my thesis.
Do you think we had this before social media? Because I remember when the Drake news dropped that he had a baby. And when it was when Pusha T said it, because people knew before, but nobody really cared. You know what I mean?
Right.
Because that's personal business. Mm-hmm. But when Pusha T said it in a song and used it as a diss, everybody wanted to talk about it. Mm-hmm. And then a couple months after that, Drake started posting pictures of the kid.
Mm-hmm.
And people are in the comments like, oh, but you wasn't posting pictures of him when before Pusha T said anything. It's like, first of all, he doesn't owe you a picture of his job.
Right.
He doesn't have to do that. That's not like, as a matter of fact, I love when people post their kids on Instagram and they block out their face.
Yeah, I like that too.
I love that. Or they don't post that at all because that's not what this is for.
Yeah.
Like, and
let people have their privacy.
Yeah. Like, why do you think you're entitled to this person's personal life? Like, and then I remember reading the replies in the tweet and this dude, and this has been a consistent thing that you'll constantly see, where it's like somebody will say something, somebody will come back at them. A lot of times I see logical replies, and then the original poster will say something like, "Relax, bro, it's Twitter. Why you caping for him? Why you care so much?" It's like, well, you're the one who posted.
Mm-hmm.
Now, but neither one of those people are wrong, because it is. Why are you caping for him? Because you want to know, why did you comment? You know, like, that's my thing. Whenever I get, and I've talked to you about this, but whenever I get weird DMs or whenever somebody feels the need to say something, I'm always like, why are you saying this to me? And if I respond to them, they usually say, well, hey, bro, you're the one, you're the famous one. You're supposed to ignore me. It's like, so if I'm supposed to ignore you, why did you say something in the first place?
Yeah.
What is that logic?
I think that logic is most people who engage online with people that they admire or that they have on a pedestal, like celebrities and stuff like that. Most people like get online who aren't famous and don't find the validation of like their peers typically will try to find validation by their peers online. So like they'll try to, that's where trolling comes in. Because trolling is an easy way to do that. I'll get on here, regardless of who it affects and what I'm saying, I'm going to try to make people laugh or I'm going to try to make people engage with me. And if they engage with me, then I'm satisfied.
Yeah. And any type of engagement is positive engagement.
Right. And they assume that when you're a content creator or when you're famous or when you're in the public eye, that you have signed a contract that says I'm opening myself up to be used for your validation. And that's not always true.
It's not true at all. It's never true unless somebody says that.
Some people do that though. Some people who even are famous or content creators or something, like they also are they make themselves available for that kind of thing.
Sure.
Some people do it, but most of them don't.
They buy the phone numbers and they say, text me, or they go, let me know in the comments what you think.
Yeah. Or I'm going live. Come join me and you know, let me know what you think or whatever. Yeah.
And, you know, I understand that idea. Like, if I go live, like me and Julia go live on Mondays during The Bachelor.
Mm-hmm.
And there will be a ton of people in there trying to get my attention saying dumb shit.
Yeah.
Or like quoting Comedy Bang Bang or something like that. And it's like, that's not what we're talking about here. If I was going live as Chief, please come in there and fire your shit off.
Yeah.
Like, get in there and get it in. Let me know everything. Yeah.
That's the entitlement you're talking about. And I think it's an entitlement that's specific to people who produce content online, because if so, it's kind of an insidious idea. But like, if Carl, if you produce a podcast every week that I love and listen to every week, because it's something that I love and is close to me in that way, I feel a sense of ownership over it. And so anytime that I get an opportunity to engage with Carl, no matter what the context is, I'm going to make it about the thing, the one aspect about Carl that I like, because I feel entitled to that, because, you know, whether it's because I feel like, oh, I support you, so I'm entitled to enjoy you however I want, or, you know, it's a mixture of a lot of those things.
Yeah. But
yeah,
if
all that shit is whack
for me, here's what would be the logical thing.
Yeah.
If you came in talking about what we're talking about, I'm probably going to engage with you.
Right.
Because that's what we're talking about. But if me and Julia are sitting online talking about The Bachelor, and you come in and you say, hey, Gumshoe, like, I'm going to ignore that shit.
Yeah.
Because that's not what we're talking about right now. That's not what we're doing here. Mm-hmm. So, because it puts me in the mindset of, like, when Laura Graham told LeBron to shut up and dribble. Like, you have no value, no worth outside of what I like you for.
Right.
And so whatever you're doing right now, I'm not interested in that.
Mm-hmm. And I think
I want you to do this thing. And it's like, well, I'm not going to do that thing, number one. And you could so easily just not be here.
Right.
Like,
yeah. Because the internet presents this artifice of, because the thing I enjoy you for is on the internet, anytime I see you on the internet, you're within that context of the thing that I enjoy. Because if you think about it, if someone who knows what you look like but knows you from Comedy Bang Bang, right? Mm-hmm. If they saw you in Ralph's in the supermarket, they wouldn't be like, most people wouldn't be like, even if you engage with them first, like, hey, what's up? You're like, they're like, hey, you're Carl Tite. You're like, yeah, I'm Carl Tite. What's up, man? They wouldn't go, Chief, Gumshoe.
They never do.
Yeah, they would never do that.
They never, because, every time I see somebody, when we go on tour with white women or when I go on tour, they never say that stuff to me in person.
Because the context is that they're embracing you in, or not embracing, but the context that they're encountering you in is not one that is like how they normally enjoy you. So they see you as a person rather than the thing they enjoy, you know? Yeah. But the internet doesn't allow for that, because I enjoy you on the internet and you're on the internet now. So it should be the same thing, right?
Yeah.
But it's not. It's never the same thing.
And you know, this is a losing battle.
Like, of course.
I feel like and that's why I'm learning to just be like, I'm bothered by it. Like, I'm just going to ignore you. But I remember when I first started doing this stuff, it used to bother me when I used to engage with everybody. And because I'm like, hey man, I'm not famous. Like, these people enjoy my work and they're telling me. Mm-hmm. Like, and then they started to get bad.
Yeah.
They started to take advantage of the fact that I would reply. They started to take advantage of that. So, and then it started, you know, of course you get the racist trolls and you get the people who are, and beyond just being racist, like people who are so trying to make you laugh or tell you a joke that's going to like, for you to engage with them so they can have that validation of being your friend, quote unquote.
Mm-hmm.
Like that it gets borderline, not stalkery, but like, too aggressive. It's like, I'm not trying to talk about this. I'm not trying to engage with you on this level. We don't know each other. I know you listen to me. I'm glad you like it. That's where it stops. Now, so I stopped. I stopped engaging. Mm-hmm. I leave those messages in the unread. And I'll go check that inbox sometime. And there'll be people who constantly message me. Mm-hmm. Like, and I'm like, you're saying I'm not seeing this.
Yeah, but that hasn't stopped them.
No.
Yeah.
And so it's interesting, but this is not what I wanted to talk about. Go ahead.
No, just one more thing. I think you should continue to do that, because I think one, the more successful you one the more successful a person becomes, there's like a law of diminishing returns. Like the more successful someone becomes, the less likely someone is to think that they can actually get through to them, like yeah. on social media. Now, mm-hmm. there will always be a certain select group of people that will, no matter how famous you get, you could become the president and they still gonna be DMing you.
Yeah.
But there is a law of diminishing returns. And I was gonna say, I think what you're doing is right. You should, I would encourage you, I don't have to deal with this yet. Like the most DMs I get is like, hey man, good show. Like, you know what I mean? I don't get like the weird stuff yet because people don't know who I am yet.
Right now,
right. But I would encourage you to the stuff that you do find interesting, because you were telling me a story about a fan interaction on a live stream that you actually enjoyed. I would encourage you to reward those people by responding, because what you will become is like, basically it'll be like natural selection, except it'll be Carl selection. Mm-hmm. So basically you'll be rewarding and selecting for the people who engage with you in the correct, respectful way,
yeah.
and not selecting for the people who are dickheads. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I haven't engaged with a dickhead in years, right. unless it was like during the playoffs last year, I did engage with one guy, 'cause I really wanted to get his thoughts on why he was trolling me so hard.
Right.
Because I wanted to kind of get into his psyche and be like, why are you doing this? Yeah. Like, this seems unnecessary. And in fact, it is quite unnecessary.
Yeah.
So, like, we're not friends, man. I didn't come to your house and insult you. If you heard me say something on a comedy podcast that you didn't like, and you feel the need to jump in my mentions and insult me and harass me for it.
Uh-huh.
And like that, I want to know why, because I don't behave that way.
Honestly, I think social media has created, because of the way it selects for like people who are just willing to be outrageous no matter what, or like willing to get people's attention no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
It's created this specific kind of sociopathy. Like I think the definition of a sociopath is someone who like can't empathize with other people. Like they can't imagine the experience of another person, so they act accordingly. Like they can only like focus on their experience. But even to perfectly normal people who otherwise aren't sociopaths, like the internet kind of creates a space for you to act like a sociopath. So like if the person who was being a dickhead and texting you over and over, or DMing you over and over and over about you being a Clipper fan and giving you a hard time about it or whatever, if they were to stop for one moment and just think, would I appreciate getting a DM every week about how bad I think Paul George is playing, or how undeserving of the money? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. If they were to do that, they would be like, man, I'm being a dickhead. Let me stop doing that. But the internet doesn't incentivize you to do that. It incentivizes you to do the opposite, or do whatever it takes to get attention. Yeah. And so like people get online and become these weirdo, like kind of sociopaths that can't empathize, you know?
It's also a weird thing that so many people choose to remain anonymous, because they know. Like, that's why, and not all these people are trolls. Like,
right.
I get messages from people who have chosen to remain anonymous, and they're regular people.
Yeah.
They're not every single person who leaves a image up online of not them, of some anime character or some
meme character.
Not all of those people are weirdos. Like,
yeah,
but you do know, you do realize you're engaging with me a lot, and you are choosing to remain anonymous, and you know that I'm not anonymous. And so you feel like you have this free range to just say crazy shit to me, because in their minds, I have signed that contract to be like, oh, what I think this has always been around, because you know, even before social media, like networks talk about all the hate mail that they would get for shows, and all the, you know, fan mail and stuff like that, in like the 80s, like, oh, these kids on Give Me a Break, like they all, like, we love them and we want to write them fan mail. Like, I get, like, it's been, and then of course you got just as much, you know, hate mail and stuff like that.
Right.
And I think this is the new way to do that. But I also, it's so funny to me, because they'll know, like, so at certain times it'll seem like they can't separate me from my characters. So no matter what I post, no matter what Iffy post, if he posts a screenshot of our group chat and my name pops up, they'll be like, ooh, Carl just gumshoed you too, beep. Like some bullshit, you know, that makes no sense.
Yeah.
And it's like, at least try to, at least like, at least try to make it something.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I'm not punishing you for liking it. I'm punishing you because it's always usually very dumb or yeah. wrong. From it's not canonically accurate.
Like, I'm having kind of a thought right now about that. Like, I think social platforms are specifically more, I would say more insidious, like based on how they affect people's psyche. Because like, so I don't know, like, so Reddit's a message board, right?
Mm-hmm.
So in my personal experience, like, so in 2000 and I don't know, the mid 2000s, like 2000, I think 7 through like 9 or 10, I was a part of a message board before, like, really, like, you know, the Reddit culture kind of like developed into what it is now. I was on a message board called the Bridge 9 message board, or the B9 message board. And it was started by this record label called Bridge 9 in Boston. They're like a hardcore record label or whatever, but it's called the B9 board. And everybody who was anybody within the hardcore scene that like cared about hardcore music was a part of this message board. And it was almost completely anonymous. Like, no one, like, even if people had their name, most people didn't have a picture of themselves. Like, that just wasn't part of the culture. So like, it was completely anonymous, but it was, trust me, there were trolls and people just trying to get laughs, but it was never like, at least in my experience, it never felt like, whoa, this person is personally like being a dickhead to me. Like, why are they being a dickhead? Like, because the express purpose of a message board is like, we're all here with a similar interest. So like, the point is to try to like make each other laugh and do stuff like that. So that, like, I think people understand that about message boards, but I think the hard part about social media platforms is there's this sort of social element to it. There's like sort of artifice of intimacy, of like knowing a person, like knowing that if I go to Damn It Carl on Instagram, right, and I know that that's your Instagram, like to yeah. the actual Carl Tart,
yeah,
there's something about that triggers another switch in the brain. It's like, oh, it's not just an anonymous place where we're all interested in the same shit and let's like talk and have a community. It's now personal. Or now it feels personal, you know, even though from your end, it's not personal at all. Like, you don't know who these people are. Like, there's no way of knowing who anybody. So it's like this false relationship where they feel intimate with you because they know it's you and they know who you are. But you have no idea who these people are. You know, you don't know them from Adam. So like, they're feeling all this intimacy and closeness, but you're not feeling any of that. So it's just like unequally yoked relationship, to get biblical. Yeah. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
There's,
and that's
one guy
doomed who, to be nasty, you know?
Yeah, there's one guy who's a Flagrant Ones fan
yeah.
who just hates me. Like, yeah. he just really, but when I was on Twitter, he would constantly tweet at me.
Yeah.
Or tag me in pictures of Celtic stuff and tag me in, and he just hates me.
Yeah.
And I'm like, why go through the energy of, I don't know you, man. Like, you're just like, you're a gnat right now.
Yeah.
And like, I blocked him eventually.
Mm-hmm.
But before I blocked him, I DM'd, I told him to DM me like, hey man, talk to me. Clearly you really dislike me.
Right.
Like, you every time I talk, it doesn't matter what I say. I could say, hey man, handing out $1 million checks. Sign up for one. He'd be like, oh, so now he's flaunting his money around. You know, like, it's like it's,
yeah.
it doesn't matter what I said, he hated it. And he only wanted to hear what Shauna Hayes have to say, which is probably a big percentage of that fan base. But he like, and then I told him to DM me. I was like, hey man, just slide my DMs. Talk to me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, let me know what about me makes you, I'm gonna give you a shot to say that. Never hit me up again.
Yeah. I think, like, this is why a lot of celebrities like have like their Finstagram accounts, like their accounts that no one knows is them except for people who know it's them.
Yeah.
And so they can get on the internet without having to deal with, you know, the stuff, and they just never check their quote unquote personal page. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Like, well, I got my Twitter burner. I deleted my main account, but I got my burner just so I can still see, you know, still see videos that people send me and stuff like that.
Of course.
And also just kind of like move about. I see the appeal of being anonymous on an app.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I see the appeal of it because you can, and I don't reply from this account, but sometimes I will every now and then. Not to anybody, like, you know, other shit that I'm interested in, like porno sites, I replied to the girls and, you know, ask them why they're not doing more interracial. That's funny. I saw a reply the other night from this guy who I went to his tweets and replies. Mm-hmm. All of them were calling white women Nazis who didn't have interracial videos. Are you going to do interracial? You Nazi bitch. Are you going to do interracial? And it was hundreds and hundreds and hundreds. And I'm like, this person should not be allowed to be on the internet.
Right. Like, if anyone should be banned from Twitter, it's him.
Like, why do we have a platform that allows this person to talk? He should not talk. I understand that all men are created equal, but that's just from creation. We separate after that. Like,
right. Then we went our separate ways.
Yeah.
And y'all became them.
Yeah. Like, it's wrong. But the reason why I hit you up about this, we've gone down another rabbit hole.
It's all good.
But so that dude, you know that dude, do you know Max is Nice online?
It sounds familiar. Let me look up his Instagram.
Yeah, he's a white basketball player and he, you know, imitates the players and has like gotten a following from this. Like, he'll do videos where he's just like, how Kyrie be on the court, or how LeBron be, or how, like, they're all the same video that he also stole from another person. This dude B.A.5 who used to do him, like, how James Harden,
I remember that. Yeah.
Like, and he basically has just taken that bit, which is a lot of stuff on the internet now too, where nothing is new. Everybody who does a bit is doing it because somebody else did. And they go, oh, I want to do that. And now they're calling them challenges.
It's not a challenge.
Yeah, it's not a challenge for you to just copy what this person did.
Right.
But he's doing this shit and
I'm looking at it right now.
He had a interaction with Kyrie because Kyrie likes to sage the gym before he plays, which is unorthodox.
Sage the Gemini?
No. No, not sage the Gemini. Sage the arena.
Okay.
He likes to burn sage in the arena before the games.
Kyrie Irving, right?
Yes, Kyrie Irving. He's a hippy dippy kind of guy.
Yeah, he also thinks the earth is flat.
He used to. He doesn't think that anymore.
He doesn't think that anymore?
No.
I wonder what changed his mind.
Realizing that he was radicalized by the internet.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That'll do it.
He's like, I just went down a huge YouTube rabbit hole proving this, and I believed it. And it probably wasn't like a pure belief, but it becomes a pure belief when you tweet about it or when you post it online.
Right.
But he probably was just like, hey, maybe we should actually listen to these people.
Yeah.
But then he realized later that that's not true. But he was like, I understand that y'all do comedy online and shit like that, but don't disrespect the ancestors by making fun of this.
Mm-hmm.
Making fun of what I'm doing because Max is Nice made a video of Kyrie sage in the arena.
And
Kyrie was just like, hey, man, just don't do that. Like, it's disrespectful to a whole culture. And this dude's response to that was, okay, Kyrie, we'll set up the boxing match. So Nate Robinson and that whole Nate Robinson, Jake Paul or Aaron Paul, one of the Paul brothers thing, got these regular people thinking they can beat up professional athletes. And I'm like, this is your response to somebody being like, this is disrespectful. Stop doing it. Yeah. And his response was, relax, bro. I'm just joking. It's comedy. It's like, first of all, it's not comedy because it's not funny.
Right.
But that's just me. He got a million followers and all these fucking people who put laughing emojis in the comments of these videos, which I still think is just as much clout chasing as his video.
100%. Yeah, nothing is done on social media without the hopes of being validated. You know what I'm saying? Nothing is just done just to do it.
Just one like. That's all they need. That's why when you read a comment section and you see the same jokes over and over and over again, it's like, I thought that was funny. Maybe if I say it, they'll see mine.
Mm-hmm.
And you see the same thing. When this man said, you know, we like sharing videos and shit. And you go to the comments and it's 40 to 100 of the same comment.
Yeah. And because, at a certain point, people don't even care if someone's made the joke already. Like, that's the whole point. Like, they want to be part of the group that has made that joke, you know?
Yeah.
It's whack. I remember like a specific story. Here's how detached from that way of thinking I am. When the whole GameStop thing was happening, I was like, oh man, let me get this yuck off. Let me get this joke off to the people. And I went to my Instagram. I'm like, all right, so I'm about to say the joke, man. I can't wait to see the Adam McKay movie about GameStop. Right.
Yeah.
But I was like, you know what? Let me check first. So I went to Twitter and I just started typing in Adam McKay. I only got to Adam and then it auto-filled it because it was trending Adam McKay GameStop. It's like millions of people had already made the joke. So like, I didn't make the joke. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But a lot of people look at that and they're like, cool, I'm part of the in crowd. Let me make this joke real quick. And yeah, the internet, it incentivizes that. You know?
Yeah. It's I mean, I think about it if I do tweet something that's like, I want a public's opinion on it. Hey, I need advice on this thing and I can't find it on Google because I definitely go to Google first. I'm right. Not doing this shit to clout chase. Like but I was like, hey, I can't find this thing. Does anybody know this? And I'll get a bunch of replies. Let's say I get 50.
Mm-hmm.
That's a big number. Let's say I get 35.
Okay.
Five of them, or I'll say 5 to 15 of them,
mm-hmm,
will be information that's helpful.
Mm-hmm.
The other 20 will be people joking, trying to make, and I'm like, if you want me to laugh, if you want me to give you that validation, then why annoy me?
Because mm-hmm.
I'll give it to you. If I think something's funny, I'll reward you.
Yeah.
But
I think it's people who aren't funny trying to be funny.
Yeah. And but I'm like, why not just answer the question that I asked? I'm giving you an opportunity.
Well, and that's the thing. It's the lack of people skills. And really, it's a lack of a sense of humor, because a sense of humor, like, I think we take that phrase too lightly. Like, yeah, a sense of humor, because you can be funny and not have a good sense of humor.
For sure.
And I think people who don't have a sense of humor don't understand when someone is looking for to laugh or looking for just a genuine response.
Yeah.
So like, yeah, I do that all the time. Like, I'll be on Facebook and I'll see someone post something, and I'm not going to say I never just respond to the person with a joke, because sometimes I do, but you have to, but the way I look for it is, if someone says, hey, I need the best size, what's the best size lug nut to if I'm missing one on my tire, yeah, I'm not gonna be like, well you see, you know, the tire was invented by, and try to say some joke, like, yeah, I'm not gonna do that. But if someone, but if I can tell with the way someone wrote something, they're looking like they themselves is trying to suss out the joke of whatever they're posting.
Yeah.
Then that's when you joke in the comments. Like,
yeah.
And you can, and if you have a sense of humor, you can tell the difference. You know what I'm saying?
It's like when people post like caption this photo, or and it's like, that's your opportunity. Yeah.
With the tire example, if someone was like, why the hell are tires created so weirdly? That's someone who's looking for some comedy in that moment.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? As opposed to like, hey, I need a new tire. Please help me with the best brand for this car. Like, that person doesn't want you to be like, for that shitty car, you need to go get you, you know, like, they're not looking for that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
There's a difference.
If you tweeted about that, and because I know you, I probably say something like, love these nuts, ho.
right.
That's, I know you. I'm your friend.
Right.
Like, mm-hmm. But it, the Max is nice thing. He deleted it, actually. I just went to his Instagram.
Yeah.
And he deleted the exchange. Because the people in the comments were also being like, fuck you, Kyrie. Fuck you, dog. Max is funny. Why you care? Relax, bro, it's comedy. And which I cannot stand when non-funny people say, relax, bro, it's comedy. Like, because it's not.
It's not comedy. It's not.
It's not comedy. And if if Kyrie tells you, hey, man, I get what you're doing, but this is disrespectful to me.
Right.
And your response is, well, fight me then. Let's set it up.
That's not comedy.
Like, that's clout chasing on a trillion.
Yeah, 100%. And and you know it's clout chasing because the only reason he said that is because he saw it work out for somebody else.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, that's it.
Yeah.
And I've seen this guy on interviews and stuff. He seems really, really, really dumb.
Yeah.
Like,
he probably is.
And he's young. I think he hooped at Hollywood High School. Like, he dumb guy. And he makes these videos that I would be lying if I said I haven't chuckled at one before. He's got one where he's imitating Steph and he does a move that I was like, okay, that is funny. Like he like runs out the door and comes back in and like acts like he's going to shoot. And then like kind of got Steph's moves down. But I don't, every other one is like, every video is the same. Like, here's LeBron shooting free throws again. How many times are we going to laugh at this, bro? How many times? Like,
yeah.
Here's Giannis dunking. I'm gonna dunk on this kid's goal, like as if I'm Giannis dunking on a real goal. It's just not funny, man.
Yeah, it's all analytics, bro. Like he posts the same video every day, counting on the fact that like one, like the algorithm will like put it in new people's faces, but also like there's like this weird thing on social media too that like whenever someone posts anything. Like, and it comes across my newsfeed, you feel compelled to interact and engage with it because there's this weird sense of like, well, if I don't engage with them, then, you know, they may not engage with me in return. Or like, you know, there's this weird karmic kind of like compulsion to social media. It's weird. Yeah. So people will just post the same thing every day. There are people who teach classes on like how to use your social media and like how to game the system of social media. It's wild. They're always like, if you're not posting at least something on your social media every day, you're like, you're missing an opportunity. Because they know, like, they're learning how to work this system, you know?
It's crazy, man. If I don't engage, like, because I'll see people in his comments that I go, man, I know you don't think this is funny.
Right. But and they have to put something.
But they have to put laughing emoji, laughing emoji, laughing emoji. You hell, bro. Like, it's like, no, he's not. He's not hell. He's heavy.
Yeah.
Because this shit ain't funny.
Yeah. And there's people who have gone another level meta with it, who are not only gaming the system, but they're outspoken about the fact that they're gaming the system to where they don't even try to hide the fact that they are. So they're just trolling. Yeah. Like there's this guy named Mason Parker or something like that. Mm-hmm. He's just like some clout chasing fake rapper or whatever, white dude. I think he's white. And everything.
Is that the one that be having the wild ass hair with the tiny glasses?
Yeah. Yeah. I think. Yeah. And he's like, every post that is remotely like hip hop or hip hop adjacent, he'll post in it, or every like meme account, he'll post a comment, who else is high as fuck right now?
Yeah. Yeah.
And what he's doing is not only is he gaming the system on like just the regular level because he knows people are going to see it and like he has to post something to engage, but also like by posting the same thing over and over, he's trolling. Like the people who are mad that he, you know, at the system and that it can be gamed, you know?
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Man, this shit needs to blow up, bro. This shit needs to blow up.
I don't know what the solution is.
It has to go away. Wild.
Yeah.
It takes 21 days to develop a habit. Uh-huh. If we deleted it, all social media for 21 days,
mm-hmm. I think it takes 21 years to develop a savage.
All right. Now I'm getting off the phone. You try to.
I'm trolling.
Good night.
Good night.